and good evening. You're listening to Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Rod, who? Not Mandy Pinto this week.
I'm back!
Oh my goodness, the voice is back!
The real host.
On you!
The real host. Monique Donnelly is back with us from her extended vacation for 6 months.
No.
It's just not Worship Factory Radio. Without Monique.
Well, without the host.
You know.
Frank
Pastore.
You know,
I missed you all. We had a good time. Mm. Rode some horses, built some fires.
Yeah.
Went hiking. It was a good time.
Where'd you go? New Zealand?
No, my dad has this homestead way out in the middle of nowhere that he grew up in. No power, no water. And it's the coolest thing. I go there every other summer and... there's no cell reception, which...
Oh, Mariana had the
problem. But
Mariana without a shower. Uh-oh, that's going to be
they
big trouble.
They have showers.
Woo, there goes that hair. Gee, my hair smells terrific. There it goes.
Yeah, we took Mariana. We counted them. It was 17 firsts. The first time she'd ever ridden a horse, first time she'd ever started her own fire, first time she'd ever seen a skunk or wild deer. So it was pretty monumental. She's now officially well-rounded. But anyway, good to be back. Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Worship Factory. It's good to have you back.
Yes.
Speaking of Worship Factory, get connected online at worshipfactory.net for networking. And it is a connective tool for you creative artists out there, creative creatives, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we want to make sure that you understand. Don't turn off your radio just because we said Christian creatives.
What?
This is for everybody, okay? God made you. He's the creator. Guess what? You're supposed to be creative.
We are made on his image.
Ah. Oof.
You know, and that's pretty cool because, you know, anybody else's image just isn't going to cut it. So I'm glad for that. And so we just want to encourage you as a person, find your place, find your fulfillment. God made you specifically and uniquely. So we want to help you find that at worshipfactory.net.
You know, we were talking about this weekend, this past weekend with a great show with Monique Donnelly and friends.
That was
pretty cool. Yeah. She actually jumped on an airplane, flew back from Oregon to grace us with her presence over there. We rolled out the red carpet. The limousine pulled up. It was amazing.
Really. No.
Yellow M&Ms in her green room.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But Andrea Hammond, she mixed it up. She did a little bluegrass that evening. She does jazz. She does salsa. She does a bunch of things. So I was kind of wondering what she'd pull out of her bag, and it was enjoyable. And the Martins, I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who were there going, wow, what great lyrics. And Lorraine Kelly Beck, she was amazing. And so it was a good time.
So if you missed it last week, you missed it. It's na-na-na-na-na for you guys out there. Because we had fun.
Yeah, listen, at Worship Factory, we got a lot of things we try to do. And the concerts is one of them. But these are quality events.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed. The talent level, the quality of the heart and ministry. People were worshiping. It was a very, very special night.
Well, and we want to promote people who are doing good at what they do. And so I was just so pleased that we were able to give an audience to these ladies in this family, the Martins, just because they're so good and everyone needs to hear them and be blessed by him. And we've got another amazing person in-house today that we're going to interview. And I just want everyone to know about this guy because he's got an amazing heart and amazing talent. Johnny Stratton. Johnny Strat?
Yeah, we call him Johnny Strat. Yeah, got to play the Strat.
Oh, we'll talk a little bit about his story, too. As I said, some 4 years ago, John Stratton was actually playing a little bit of acoustic guitar and singing at a little coffee shop outside with a couple of his friends. And I walked by and he hit me so much of his talent and his abilities 4 years ago. Now he's not 40 years old either. He's only like 21 or 22 years old. He's just young.
Yeah.
Third year's at Azusa Pacific too, by the way.
Wow.
Go ABU!
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So John Stratton means a lot to me as well because it's just amazing. You look for that talent and we talk about encouragement all the time on Worship Factory. And we are connected at worshipfactory.net and we are at KKLA 99.5. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and only Monique.
There's none other.
She's back in the saddle again, which is pretty cool. Woohoo! Speaking of saddle, you probably hadn't got a chance to ride some
up there. It was good. My aunt has a horse. So
I'd love to see Monique on a horse. You just see a saddle going down the road. Be like,
it's hard to get
where'd
up.
She go?
But once you're up, you have fun.
takes one of those extended ladders.
Catapult.
You were mentioning, Johnny Stratt, how you just were walking by and you heard the talent, and you know it when you hear talent. And the last couple of artists that we had, they have amazing talent, but above that, it's their heart. They're so incredibly humble, and I just can't wait to pick his brain about what made him who he is. And I know he's got some cool stories.
And I think that's what makes Christian artists so unique, because we've got the mix. There's great talent in the Christian community, but you get people with a heart,
right?
And a heart for God, a heart for people who love. I mean, what better place can you find that? You know, the Christian community and the artists. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you want to get plugged in and connected, and you know, check us out, because we want to encourage you. We want to build you up, and we love you. We're praying for you. So get connected.
Well, you can check Monique out anyway. Rod and I look like roadkill, so you don't have to worry about us. We're like 60 years old. And happy birthday to Rod,
yeah,
Shrek, and Gauss last week. I saw cigars going around. Went by his house and was like, you think it was on fire. I started to call the fire department because literally the whole place was going up in cigar smoke, which was pretty cool.
Oh, man, it was a great event. Great event. I won't post pictures of that on our website, but it was a great event. A lot of fun.
But, you know, talking about talent again, I think that with John Stratton, going back to Johnny, it's incredible that the talent that's out here, the caliber of talent that we're able to see, but also, like you said, Monique, about the heart. Here's a kid, when I first saw him, that he was involved in worship at whatever it was, 16, 17 years old already, and was already going into churches and singing and praising the Lord. I can't wait to get into his story further and know us a little bit more about background. He comes from a family of 9 children.
Yeah, that's
There's
crazy.
A lot of things. It's just crazy. I want to find out more about Johnny, but you never know who you run into, what that means in your life.
Right.
I mean, this has been 4 years ago for me, where we just basically kept in touch along the way. I was looking for a place that, you know, at that particular point, somewhere to give this kid a platform for his gifts. I mean, put him on stage somewhere, because you just go, God has given you this talent. How can we help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we help you promote it? How can we help you get out?
I love that phrase. How can we help you? That's what Worship Factory is all about. I love that.
Yep.
Well, we're going to try.
Hey, I want to mention, too, a little thank you to KKLA for their sponsorship.
Yeah, they've been great.
For the concert. Beautiful banner that we had up there, and we just love their support and partnership with us and what we're trying to do at Worship Factory. It's great.
Yeah, had a representative out there. That was
Richard actually showed up back there and was out there the whole time, which was awesome.
Yeah, he was out there in his tie-dyed shirt.
Out on the lawn.
Brought his biker shorts. He was out there with his bike and biker shorts. It was a pretty festive event, that's for sure. We had a blast. You know, someday we'll get Frank Pastore on here. We've gone to his show. Now we got to bring Frank in our show. That's going to be the next catch. We're going to have to bring Frank in here.
And I also want to mention Grace Fest is coming up.
Yes, sir.
In the Antelope Valley. Grace Fest AV 2011. Mm-hmm. Coming
Lincoln
up on
Brewster.
Yeah, Lincoln Brewster.
Lincoln Brewster be headline.
There's a couple of other names people might recognize. Rush of Fools. I know
you've
heard of those guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Sarah Kelly, Group One Crew. So there's going to be a nice
One
lineup.
Group One Crew? I love them.
Yeah.
That's when I'm training for my half marathon. That's what I put on. They're my
There you go.
They're my marathon.
If you're going to run, that's what you do. You put it on.
Props to
That's Grace Fest up at Palmdale, California.
Yes, it's Palmdale.
Beautiful amphitheater.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And so,
okay, can I just say, I love being part of this show, because I totally get in on all this information. Like, I don't know if listeners are digging this, but I'm totally digging this.
Hopefully people are listening. In fact, if you're listening.
if Monique's not.
Would you just let us know? You just give us an email or something. Say, I love Monique.
Cool.
Those other guys I don't care about, but I love Monique. We'd love to hear that you listen to the show.
Send us emails. Yes.
And, you know, be praying for us, too, because we actually want to take the show live and actually be able to talk to you and take some listener audience phone calls and actually talk to you about what's on your heart and what God's put on your life as a creative or somebody that's actually going through some struggles out there, which is really important.
Yeah, you want to hear some more of somebody or something. You've got something that's on your heart. Share it with us. We're here for you. We want to help support what God's speaking.
Or less of. You may want to hear less of one of us. That'd be okay.
Shut that girl.
Kind of a reprieve when Monique was gone. It was like, she's gone. Whew, take a deep breath. Thank you, Mandy Pinto, by the way, for coming in and gracing us with your guest role last week.
That was
week. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was great, and having both her and Andrea together and singing and playing. Wow. If you missed that show, you missed it. You need to tune it in on the podcast.
Yep. Go to our website and check them out.
Yeah.
And y'all listen to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempt and Brian with Rod Treckengaust and Monique Donnelly back in the studio with us again. Mm-hmm. And do get connected out there. You know, you may be, whatever you're doing, whatever you're facing out there, I think it's so important for us to reach out to one another. We talk about it. We'll get into a little bit more of the love and things like that. John Stratton just speaks of that as well when we started to talk to him this morning. And it's just, I can't wait to get in a whole conversation how we're called to each other to love one another and we'll be known by the love that we have for one another. And I think it's so important. John does a lot of music in the secular world out there as well. He goes out and he plays and sings at different places throughout the city. Just an amazing gift of talent. But his heart is where it is.
Yeah, I always say this so many times, that verse that talks about they will know we are Christians by our love. Mm. But I was talking to Rod about this, that very cool book called Heaven is for Real, and the boy who experiences heaven, and he's telling his parents, God loves us. Like, he couldn't stop telling about how God loves the children. And that was like one of the descriptions he couldn't stop talking about the most was God's love for us. So know that you are loved. Know that we love you and we're praying for you. And we're glad you're here.
If there's anything we can do to pray for you, also let us know, or to support what event you are doing out there as an artist, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're someplace at a stand-up comedy and you're doing some stand-up comedy routine, we'll be glad to do what we can, try and promote you out there, try and push you to the next level, wherever it is, how we can do our own little part here at Worship Factory and the family of Worship Factory. And we do love you. We do care. And we traditionally, without a doubt, as far as that goes, care for where you're headed and what God's called you to do, without a doubt. You know, it's so encouraging with us. Every day we get encouraged by people that come to the stage and grace us with their presence here on the station with our guests. You know, they don't realize how blessed we get,
right?
You know, based in here, as far as to be able to hear their heart and to be able to hear their talent and their gifts. You obviously have talent out there. God has called you to your gifts and your talent. And we'll be right back with John Stratton at KKLA 99.5. And this is Worship Factory Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with John Stratton.